My guest at this time is Florida Republican Congressman Daniel Webster, who represents his state's 8th Congressional District. He is in his first congressional term, and he joins me now to talk about the 3-year anniversary of the Obama stimulus bill, which I'm guessing is one of the reasons why he ran for Congress in the year 2010. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Great to be on, Greg.
As you look back at the bill, what was it in there that I'm guessing probably led to one of the reasons why you decided to seek this seat in Congress?
Well, I think if you look at the results of it, we were promised that the unemployment rate would never go above 8%. And as far as I'm concerned, when it started, it hasn't gone below 8%. And it stayed above that, sometimes popping in our own Central Florida area up to 10 and 12%. But across the state of Florida, definitely not below 9%. So to me, it failed. It was a failure from the beginning. It's a picture of what this president has tried to do with his policies, and that is he tried to make the economy better, and all he's done is make it worse.
Why did it fail?
I think it failed because somehow people believe that government's the answer, that they spend money. If the government spends more money, then things will be a lot better for everybody, and that's not true. What the job creators are small businesses. They're independent businesses out there, moms and pops to even larger ones. And what they do when they see an economy that has credit available, they have confidence in the public, and they've got certainty from government regulations and other things, they expand. And when they expand, they hire people. And right now, they're not expanding. And the reason is because those things I just talked about don't exist.
Rumor has it there's a mini stimulus in the new budget. Is there anything that makes you think that this one would work any better?
No, it failed once. It's failed in the past. Even before that, it would fail again. It's not even worth talking about. It's not. The key is getting our economy rolling is getting the government out of the way, not in the way.
How big of an issue do you think this should be and will be in this campaign? There's so many issues out there right now. The economy is the number one driver in most opinion polls right now, and certainly in states and communities where the jobless rate is a major factor. How do you expect this to play out on the trail?
I think that from the president's race on down, Barack Obama will have to stand for his economy that he created. And he's going to have to defend that economy, and he's going to be held responsible for it. And I think, like I said, whoever the Republican nominee is, all the way down to even smaller races, that's going to be the issue.
Last 60 seconds here real quickly. What will be the Republican counter about what you want to see done?
I think what we'll say is what we've been saying. We have passed bill after bill after bill that we believe would create jobs. And what it does is get government out of the way. It ends regulation. It slows down regulation. It puts aside some of the things that have kept businesses from expanding. And in the end, we also have cut spending. And to me, that frees up capital. The more we can cut government spending, the better off the economy is going to be because there's more capital available for those small businesses to expand their business.
Well, the lines are going to be clearly drawn based on what you've just said, sir. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Hey, great to be on.
Florida Republican Congressman Daniel Webster represents his state's 8th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.